Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We took a long hiatus.
Okay, we always say we're going to stop with these hiatuses, and we never do.
It's because, like, it's hard. It's hard to record because no one knows about our
podcast. It's hard to get together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking...
Because you have a new job now.
I work at a clothing store where I have 9-hour shifts.
You don't want to say where you work?
I don't know. You know what? I work at H&M. I am that bitch. I don't want to clap and hurt your guys' ears. So basically, imagine me clapping. I'm that clap
girl.
Bitch,
I work clap. At... I can just say, yeah, I work at Ulta, so.
Damn, girl, we're really killing the game.
I've been working there for over a year.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can keep working on the weekends. Just one shift a week and then go full-time seasonal.
Yeah, I think maybe if you talk to your manager, like, if you're, like, working a lot and working a good worker for, like, this time that you have, they'll probably, like, wouldn't mind keeping you for weekends.
My trainer said that he likes me. So, my trainer said that all of them like me, So that's a good thing. And also, let me tell you some tea. So, in the contract, it says that you get your birthday, like, you get a paid vacation for your birthday. So,
what?
I thought, okay, they're not going to schedule me for my birthday, right? So, then I look at the schedule, and I'm like, I'm scheduled for my birthday, like, what the heck? And then I asked my coworkers, I was like, I thought I'd get off. They were like, no, you have to request it. And then I told my manager, I was like, nobody told me I had to request my birthday off. And it's the day of Pride, Houston Pride.
Oh.
So, like, no one's going to want to take it. And since it's a Saturday, almost everyone is working anyways.
Well, we're going to be out of town. Oh, no, we're not.
I need to request off because we're planning on going to Austin for my birthday. We're really living it up this year. You can't see, like, all the hand motions I'm making, but I'm being so weird right
now. We are. I'm traveling a lot this year. I'm going to... I went to Europe. Should I just say how many places I went to?
Like, 32.
Yeah. So, we first went to, like, New York for, like, a kind of, like, a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Leicester, which is in England. I say that because not everybody knows where Leicester is. Leicester, London... Then we went to Paris. Then we went to...
Zurich.
That
was at the end?
Shut up. I'm saying this in order. Paris. Then we went to Rome. Then we went to Venice. Then we went to Zurich. But from Zurich, we went straight to Interlaken.
What is that?
Interlaken is Switzerland.
Ooh, that's Zurich where you went to, like, the tip of Europe?
Yeah, so in Interlaken is... It's so beautiful, bro. It's like a freaking postcard wherever you look.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. But, so we went there. Can I help you?
Nothing.
Okay,
I just moved my phone from my face. I was like, let me move my phone.
No, okay. So it's so freaking beautiful. And so in Interlaken, they have these two famous, like, mountains you can climb.
You climb the mountains?
You don't climb them, really. You take, like, bunch of,
lift?
Like, trains.
Ooh.
These are the, okay, so forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, Hardeklum or something. Is the top of Interlaken.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a whole, like, train ram thing that takes you up there, and it's so beautiful. And then there is this other mountain called Jungfrau.
Sounds like Jungfrauen.
I think I'm still pronouncing that wrong, but anyways, it's the top of Europe.
Wow.
It's the highest mountain. It was snowing. It was beautiful. And then I'm going to Austin with you, and I think I might be going to Florida for my other cousin's birthday.
That sounds
not
like
birthday.
Fun.
Sorry, wedding.
Who's?
You don't know her.
Okay, never mind. Thought I knew.
not a mutual cousin.
Okay. So basically, all I'm doing this summer is working, making that money. Oh, I never finished my H&M story.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Working on my No, bro. This episode is going to be catching up with the girls. Catching up with, we need like a,
hate that.
We need to be like keeping up with.
No, we're not the Kardashians.
But, like, can we be, like, catching up with the... Something with the C? Catching up with the... Cunts? I can't. Okay.
With the what? say that again so everybody can hear
I don't
you.
Want to.
Say it again.
You know what I said.
I do not.
You know what I said.
Oh, I heard.
You
okay,
heard.
No,
okay. If you don't know what I'm talking about, good. Keep
catching
it.
Catching up with the Cubs.
The Cubs?
I don't know.
Not what I said.
I know. You didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I'm trying to think of other things.
Catching up with the caddies. Kitties. Catching up with the kitties.
I hate that. Maybe we should have this conversation, like, off.
But that's so off-brand for us.
Yeah, playing our podcast.
Okay, let me finish my H&M story. So basically, I told my manager, I was like, bro, I thought I was getting off. And he's like, no, you have to request it. I was like, okay, like, what a hoe, but whatever. I love my managers. They're so sweet. And then he's like, actually.
Can't relate.
Then he's like, actually, you're going to be getting paid for the amount that you work and have the paid vacation. So basically, that means per hour, I'm going to be making like double the money.
How does that make any sense?
Because I get a paid vacation and I'm working. So it's like I get double the money.
So you're going to be working on your birthday.
It's only a 5-hour shift and it's from 3 to 8. So in my mind, I'm like, I can do something at night.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I mean?
I wish it was like in the morning so you could have like the whole day.
But if
day.
It was in the morning, it would be a 9-hour shift.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that. Honestly, 3 to 8 isn't the worst thing because, like, my mom's not going to be here. We're already going to Austin later on. So I was like, let me just celebrate my birthday then. It's going to be Pride, so I know some of my friends won't even be free.
Well, I wanted to hang out with you.
On my birthday?
Yeah. We can go to, like, we can go out somewhere.
Okay. I mean, I haven't decided what I'm going to do. I told my dad I just wanted to watch drive-in movies at night.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cute.
So I was you like, we'll just go to the drive-in movies. It's just going to be me. It's just going to probably be me, my sister, and my dad.
Why not your brother?
Well, my brother, I think he has something, like, that week. Okay. I don't remember what it is, but I know he's, like, insanely busy.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I don't know what's going on with him. But so basically, or he may come, I don't even know. But yeah, so basically I'm going to be getting paid double. And I was like, bitch, for that much money, hell yeah, I'm going to work. Like, hell yeah. Like, yes. Okay, so at my past jobs, I've worked in food service. Mm-hmm. And whenever there was something I didn't want to do, I'd always be like, oh, they don't pay me enough for this, this, that, and the other. But at H&M, mm-hmm. I luckily have, like, a very good job with very nice people and very nice managers.
Is it okay if I ask how much you get paid?
Okay. I have to be in, like, the mood to tell. Because sometimes I'm like, no. And then other times I'm like, oh, if you ask, sure, I get paid this much. So I think I'm in the mood to tell. I don't know. I get paid $10.25. Oh, or no, I get paid $10.50.
Damn, that's good.
I know. That's kind of crazy. I know. Like, my paychecks are, like, but I'm saving them. I'm just going to buy, like, I want to change up my furniture. So with this paycheck, I'm buying, like, a really nice chair because I don't want to study.
You don't even live at home.
Okay, but after next year, I'm going to be.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then
and the thing is, I'm also, like, every weekend, I'm going to come home. And the thing is, like, when I study, if I'm hardcore studying, I have to go to the library or I have to go to our dining table because I need big space.
Yeah.
But for everyday things, I like to sit in a couch or a chair, mm-hmm. like a very comfortable chair. So I found this, like, really nice chair that's like kind of like a couch because it's like one of those like circle chairs and it's like wooden at the top and things. So yeah, I'm gonna buy that and that's gonna like take a hit of my paycheck, but then the rest I'm gonna be like saving it.
That's good. Yeah, I need to save money because after Europe I did not have that much money.
Oh bro, that's so understandable.
But like for me, for vacations and stuff, I don't mind splurging because mm-hmm. you're paying for an experience that you're probably 100%. Never gonna get again. Hopefully I want to go to Switzerland again.
Oh, 100%.
Sure. But I don't know if I'll ever have like this kind of like trip ever again, so it's more fun. I don't mind. I just was swiping.
No, for me, like I have to save up for things, yeah. and then I don't mind just splurging.
Yeah,
you know
same.
What I mean. So what I do is that, like right now, I don't know what I'm saving for right now. I'm honestly thinking, let me just start saving for college, because like even if not undergrad, well then at least grad school. Like let me start saving for that.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
planning on buying like bonds from the government so that I don't spend my money.
That's good.
But, like,
or maybe make a savings account and let your parents only access it. That's what I have.
That's a good idea because I can access my savings account.
I can access my savings account, and I love that because I would probably take out money from it because I have, like, a couple $1,000 in there, but I haven't touched it.
You know what? That's a good idea. And I can do it mm-hmm. and be like, okay, I'm going to, for every paycheck, I'm going to take out 150, 100, something like that.
Do a percentage.
A percentage. So then if I make less, it's not like,
like you only make $100. You're like, oh, I need to take out $100. Now you don't have money for the next month.
Yeah, like I could take out like 10%, 20%.
Yeah, I would do 25. Just because you want to like, because it's a retail job. So you're not making like
that's
a
true,
steady
that's
like
true.
Salary or income.
That is true. Okay, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. I can't believe we're only at 10 minutes. I feel like we've been talking forever. You know how they say time flies by when you're having fun?
Well, we're having so much fun. I hope you are too.
Time goes slow when you're hanging out with Jay. I didn't say it.
Why is everyone trying to expose me? I feel like I should have had my pseudonym, like my initial, be my actual initial.
That would have been such a good idea.
I
don't know why you didn't do that, but I didn't want to like be like, that's stupid. So you, I was like, let it go. But like, I didn't want to be like, that's stupid. Because like, it's not stupid. You wanted to live your fantasy, so I let you.
What fantasy?
Bro, your fantasy of having a different name. There you go. You're now Jay.
I am now Jay. Okay.
What does that stand for? Jazzy?
What?
JJ? What?
Not even close to my name. Maybe that's why.
Jingle? That's your porn star name?
No.
Shut up. Your stripper name?
No. Oh my god. What the heck?
What do you think my stripper name would be?
I'm just a hoe.
I feel like it would be Candy with a K.
Your brother listens to these.
Honestly, okay, you know what? So I don't have a love life right now.
One second. Before we get into your love life, we can talk about that on a different
episode.
That's true. We have an email
from my biggest fan. It says, well, our biggest fan. So the email subject is from your biggest fan. I've had this in my email since, let's see. I've had it in there since April 16th.
Oh, a day after my birthday.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah, I've had it there since April 16th, and it is now June 6th. And the title is From Your Biggest Fan. Okay. He said, is it all right if I read it? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, JNZ. Long time listener. First time emailer. Just wanted to let y'all know that I thoroughly enjoy your podcast. I haven't listened to most of them, but from what I have listened to, they're pretty cool.
Oh, sweet.
Some topic suggestions that I may have for you both. Flat Earth. Is it real?
No.
Conspiracy theories,
don't
current events, Ramadan vibes. Bitch, we already passed that. Your dreams and aspirations. What it's like being younger sisters. Bro, that's such a good idea.
Dang. How does this guy know that we're younger sisters?
He's my brother.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Also, one small critique that I may have is that in the beginning of your most recent podcast, the audio was a bit off. Universities usually have audio rooms that help with soundproofing and stuff. Audio equipment. Okay, I do want to do that, but I'm also kind of nervous to go.
Why? Do people have to be in the room with you?
No, but the thing is, it's just like I'm embarrassed. I don't know why.
We'll just do it one day.
We'll do it one day.
Thank you for your suggestions and your
criticism. We appreciate it.
And yeah, thank you for that. But okay, well, we can't. Flat Earth. Is it real? Quick.
No.
No. Good.
Wait, let's make a separate podcast about conspiracy theories and we can do our favorite ones. We can make that like a long episode.
Okay, I like that. All right, to be announced. Anyways, current events.
Well, Trump went to England. They had another, you know, the baby Trump is floating around again. Very funny. The Queen wore a tiara that was supposed to ward off evil.
It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work, but
he still came.
You know, hopefully, maybe it's like a long process. Maybe it's like warding off evil for America, you know? So let's hope this current election.
Do you believe in all that mumbo jumbo?
No.
Then no. Okay, continue. Ramadan vibes. Ramadan ended, and we are so sorry.
Yeah, but we'll do it next year.
Yeah.
So thank you for the
thank
suggestion.
You for the session. Your dreams and aspirations. Oof,
I'm just trying to make it through. I took a summer class and I didn't do that well.
That's okay.
My GPA
Bro.
Took a little bit of a hit. I was pretty sad.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I am so proud of myself. I've come close to getting the dean's list every semester, but I haven't.
Uh-huh.
And I was almost 100% sure I failed at least one class this
uh-huh.
semester. I took the exams and walked out.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care. I'm like 110% sure I failed at least one class.
Mm-hmm.
I made the dean's list.
Yes, girl.
Like I
queen.
Like I. Okay, so for two of the classes, the professor never really posted the grades, and I was doing pretty bad on the exams.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing a bunch of extra credit and all like this stuff. So I was
good
like,
for you.
But I couldn't tell what my grade was going to be. So I thought I was failing because of how bad I was doing on the exams. But so I did all my exams. I went to Europe and I didn't even care about it until I got back and I was like, I got an email saying you're on the dean's list.
They don't send me an email. I just have to look it up. Makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, well, oh, I have to pick up my certificate.
Oh, yeah, College of Education gives certificates.
Yeah, so...
College of Liberal Arts doesn't give a fuck.
I think also if you're a business major, they also give you a certificate. One of my friends, he got
Class does not give a fuck.
But, yeah, so then I... Oh, my eye keeps switching. But, yeah, so I was like, damn, good, go me. And then I looked at my grades today, like, I haven't checked them since. I made a B+ in both of those classes that I thought I failed.
Dude, good
there
for you.
There were two classes I thought I was going to make a C or fail, and I gave you a B+ and, like, A's in the rest. I was like, damn.
Yeah. So, during Ramadan, the first week of Ramadan was finals.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off audio, and I was saying how, like, the first week of Ramadan, I had, like, started new medication that was supposed to make me lose a little bit of weight. And then also with Ramadan, I lost so much weight that the whole time I was just feeling, like, super dehydrated, super malnourished. And I literally physically couldn't eat enough to make me feel well. But I knew I could still fast. You know, it was just going to be difficult. Yeah. So, obviously, I didn't want to break it.
One second. Did you ask your doctor if you could fast?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. The reason I got on the medication was too fast. You know, because it, like, I was having problems and I wouldn't have been able to fast without it. Or no, it would have made my life more difficult.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Continuing. So that first week, I was literally, like, I drove to U of H because I had gone home because I wanted to spend the first, you know, day or two with my family so we could, like, eat together and stuff. And then when I came back for my final, I get very motion sick, like, on the regular. Like, I can't take the metro because I'll be sick for, like, literally I have to sleep it off. Mm-hmm. And it ruins, like, the whole day for me. Like, I'm in bed all day.
Yeah.
So okay. There's that. So I had driven, and usually when I drive, it's not that bad. But since it was, like, the first couple days of fasting, I felt so sick. Like, I was so lightheaded, but I was like, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And then literally in the day, I would wake up and I'd be like, I feel so good. And then I'd do something for, like, an hour. And then literally the next day, I would be crying. I was like, I'm going to fail. I feel so horrible. And I'd just be in bed. And then I'll get up again. I'd be like, I feel amazing. And then a couple hours later, crying again. And then I, like, took all my finals, and I was, like, I totally didn't do well in, like, three of my classes. And then the one class I was worried about was the one that was, like, the hardest. It was when I had gotten motion sick.
Yeah.
I was so upset. And then I looked at my grade, and I pulled through, like, barely. But I made the grade that I wanted, so I was, like, thank God. And then, okay, literally my brother and I, we were texting and we were saying how hard it is. And I was telling my brother, I was like, I know since I'm feeling so awful, if I were to break my fast, it wouldn't be like a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I really, you know, I feel like if I needed it, I could have. But then at the same time, I was like, you know what? I have faith that if I keep it and I'm mm-hmm. struggling and I work through this struggle, I'll get rewarded in that class by a higher being. And that's what happened. And it happened for him too. Like, he called me. He's like, I want to break my fast. And I was like, I want to break it too. I was like, I feel so awful. I'm going to fail my class. He's like, bro, me too. And I was like, you know what? Let's have faith. And then he's like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. And then we both pulled through.
Good job for both of you.
Yes.
Good job, Z's brother. Can't say your name.
Our long-time listener.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So okay. This is catching up.
Catching up with the kitty girls.
We're going to discuss this. We're not going to be called the kitty girls because that's so demeaning.
Okay. No. Okay,
it's
fine.
Stupid.
Wait. Talking with the teachers. That's you, not me.
I'm gonna be a teacher.
Talking with the Teletubbies.
Catching up with the college kids? No, that's weird.
I catching up with the collegiate.
Wait, no.
Catching up with the collegiate.
Kind of hate it. Kind of like it. We will come
keeping
back.
Catching up with the cats.
I think Z's brain is malfunctioning.
Catching up with the coping mechanisms.
Anyway, I
need a thesaurus.
This has been our catching up episode. We will be posting much more to be continued.
Bye.
This was stressed out.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Shoot. That's our podcast name. Hopefully you made it this far.
If you did.
Email us.
Stressed
out podcast. I'll put the email in the description.
Good.
We want more criticism. We want you guys to roast us.
Please, the two listeners we have, because we know we got one, your brother.
That's
but we
true.
Need the other listener.
Please. We have another listener? I thought that was you.
Oh, I don't know.
It is her.
We have like three.
Like, so consistent ones?
I think so.
How do you know?
You can check on Spotify.
That, like, who's consistently listening?
Not who consistently listening, but the people.
So it could be three different people every single time. They could accidentally click on it trying to look for 21 Pilots.
You know what? Just email us. Why are we talking about, like, oh my God.
Bye.
Bye.